Roz and Mocha Show. Toronto's number one hit music station.
Yes, 92.5.
Remember when we interviewed... remember when Damon Mori talked to Daniel Radcliffe?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, do you have the Daniel Radcliffe clip?
Hang on.
The one where he talks about 50 Shades of Grey. Okay, so...
That was so funny.
Okay, so here's what happened is Dammit Maury and I were deep into the film festival, and everybody on the red carpet is either asking people about their casting reaction to 50 Shades of Grey or Ben Affleck being cast as Batman. And Dammit Maury and I have a writing meeting before he goes in to talk to Daniel Radcliffe. And we're like, what the hell are we going to do with Daniel Radcliffe? You know, he's super cool. We've talked to him a million times. What can we do to have some fun with him? And Maury and I decide, why don't we tell Daniel Radcliffe that people on the internet are upset that he wasn't cast as Christian Grey in 50 Shades of Grey? Why don't we just lie to Daniel Radcliffe?
Poor guy. You know what? You know what's so funny? When you listen to this, like, and we've interviewed
Daniel
Radcliffe before.
It gets worse.
And he is literally the nicest guy you'll ever meet in your entire life.
We'll refresh your memory. This is when Dammit Maury lied to Daniel Radcliffe.
I think one of the biggest, like, I don't know what the world is more upset at right now, whether it's Ben Affleck being cast as Batman or you not getting the role of Christian Grey in the 50 Shades of Grey.
I don't think anyone's upset about that, are they? Really? I don't know. Very little outcry about me. if it has, that outcry has been so quiet as to be inaudible. I have not heard any. You are literally the first person that said that to me. I've got more than that recently is Edward Snowden. Really? A lot of people coming up, like random people saying, just like, you should play Edward Snowden. Like, everyone's fantasy casting me for a film that isn't being made yet.
So
he's such a nice guy.
So then Maury and I start going through the headlines today.
Yeah.
And here's one from MTV. Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe had no interest in starring in 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my god! No!
He tells MTV, I literally had someone say to me for the first time today, the world's in an uproar, you're not playing Christian Grey. San Francisco Chronicle headline, I never wanted 50 Shades of Grey role, says Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh snap!
The Belfast Telegraph, Daniel Radcliffe, I wouldn't do 50 Shades. Entertainment Tonight News.
No! Uproar.
Daniel Radcliffe wouldn't do 50 Shades.
Get out of here. And all this from a lie that our Dammit Maury told him.
Perez Hilton. Harry Potter versus 50 Shades of Grey. Daniel Radcliffe laughs off rumors.
Oh my god. I can't believe this is happening.
MSN Movies. Daniel Radcliffe says he had no interest in 50 Shades role.
Wow.
That's how it all starts. You wonder, when you read these stories, and people are going to be talking about this all day today, you will hear somebody on some news show today saying that Daniel Radcliffe had no interest in playing 50 Shades. This is how stories like this take off and where it originated from. So if you hear this today, it originated in a brief writing meeting between me and Maury, wondering what to do with Daniel Radcliffe, and we decided to just lie and say that the internet is in an uproar that he was not cast as Christian Grey.
I think one of the biggest, like, I don't know what the world is more upset at right now, whether it's Ben Affleck being cast as Batman or you not getting the role of Christian Grey in the 50 Shades of Grey.
I don't think anyone's upset about that, are they? Really? Very little outcry about me. If it has, that outcry has been so quiet as to be inaudible.
Wow.
I have not heard any. You are literally the first person that said that to me.
Wow. Round of applause, boys. That is amazing. It's Kiss 92.5.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, Kiss 92.5.